the debate on the Senate floor lasted more than 2.5 hours, with most of the arguments between Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, one of the bill's main sponsors, repeatedly defended reauthorization, saying it continues the program without any new taxes, fees, or state dollars. And he cited the 6,000 people who have accessed substance abuse services through the program.
So we're going to now turn down 40% of the funding in the midst of a heroin crisis? I'm not. Maybe some people are. I'm not.
But Senator Andy Samborn, a Republican from Bedford, argued the program discourages people from working.
Do we want to vote for a message that says, I don't want to work hard. I don't want to do my fair share.
Although the reauthorization will move forward next year, the federal government has yet to weigh in on whether it will approve the plan's work requirements. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.